Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Menachos Daf Tes. We begin seven lines from the top of the Amud back to the halacha of a mincha. Now the mincha is meant to have several components. We have the flour, we have the oil, we have levaina, which is the incense, which are placed on top of the. Now, first the mincha is meant to be stirred, meant to be mixed together, the oil with the flour. Then comes the kmitza, the scooping, which the kohen does, of course, in the azara. Now, what happens to the mixing, which is called belila, boilel, belala? So if that happens outside the azara, does that work? Or is that also meant to be only in the azara, the place where the avodos take place? Itmar, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yechonah and Rish Lakish. Belala, so if one did the belila, so he mixed the mincha, flour with the oil, outside, chutz l'chemes azara. What happens now? Rabbi Yechonah mar psula, it disqualifies the mincha because that too is meant to take place inside the Beis HaMikdash. Rish Lakish Amar, he says, no, Kshera, it's okay. Why? Explains the Gemara first, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish Amar, Kshera, you know why it's okay? Dechsev, look at the Pasuk. You offer the soilus, the flour, and the Pasuk continues, V'yotzak aleo shemen, right? So he mixes in the oil, V'nasin le'levoina, places the levoina. There's no mention of Kayhanim, there's no mention of V'hadar, and then it says, bring it to the Kayin. Apparently, this preparatory work can be done by the owner as well, wherever he is. It need not be in the Azara per se. V'hadar, then it says, V'viya, bring the mixed, mincha. El b'nei arna kayana v'kamatz, the kayin to do kmitza. We learn, v'kmitza v'eloch mitzvah skuna, the kayin requirement only begins from kmitza onward. What do we learn about the activities that take place beforehand? They don't require a kohen and don't require a Beis HaMikdash. They're not considered significant avodos, right? Limeid, we learn from here, al yitzika ublila. Yitzika is the pouring of the oil on the flour, ublila, and mixing them together, which take place before kmitza. Shekshed and bazar, even a czar can execute those steps. And therefore, by parallel, we say, ubidikuna loy baya. If a kohen is not required, that's indicative of the sort of lower status of this activity. It's not an avoida chashuva, it's not considered a significant part of the avoida, in which case location is not either critical. Pnim, nami lo baya, it doesn't either require to be inside. So the lack of kain denotes lack of location as well. Rabbi Yechonah mar psula, he says no. If it's done outside, it's possible. Why? Kivin das yosa bichlihu. Since it's being done in a klisharis, it's got to be inside, where the klisharis belongs. Nehi dekun loy baya. True, I agree. You don't need a kain for the mixing. Pnim yes baya, but it has to be done inside. Otherwise, it's possible. Tanik vasei de Rabbi Yechonah. We have a raya from a brisa to Rabbi Yechonah that in fact, even by blila, location is critical. Blala zar kshera. Zar mixed it, it's okay, but in the wrong location, chutz l'chaimas azor, outside the azor walls, is psula. Here comes another machlekes between Rabbi Yechonah and Rish Lakish regarding a mincha. So we know that a mincha is meant to have a certain amount of flour, or nisarin, a certain amount of oil. Typically it's a lug, right? Let's say some of the material goes missing. It started with the right amount, and then some of it disappeared. And it could have happened before kmitza. That's one discussion. Or it could have happened after kmitza. So after he did kmitza, and then we have the leftover, some of it goes missing. What do we do? Do we just do we proceed, or does it halt the process? Itma, we have a discussion in the yeshiva regarding a mincha shachas rokayim kmitza. The mincha that was already sanctified in the kli sharis, ready to go, a bird came along, snatched some. It's gone. Some of it is missing before the kmitza. Rabbi Yechonah Amar, no problem, just refill it. Top it up. Get some more material from your house, from your storage, and top it up. Because it's not yet... the process hasn't yet really begun. It's still, before Kmitza. So although the amount, the material was here, it was sort of bound together, but if you're missing, just fill it up. Rish Lakish disagrees. You can't bring more and refill it. Because once this, this amount has been established, has been bound together as a mincha entity, if some goes missing, the whole thing becomes puzzle. And the Gemara explains the two opinions. Rabbi Echnamar, no problem, just bring some more and fill it up. Maybe Mitoich Beisa, you can bring from his house, Malena, fill it up. Kmitza Kavala. What binds it together is the act of Kmitza. But before the Kmitza takes place, you can switch around material. So although the Kedusha has already arrived, because it was put in the Klisharis together, it doesn't mean to say that this material is absolute. If some of it goes missing, fill it up. Rish Lakish Amar, lo yavi mitech beizai b'malen. Rish Lakish disagrees, you can't refill it, because Kedusha has kli kavalei. Once the mincha material was placed in the klisharis, that is kaveya the mincha. When we say kaveya, means it's bound together. Rashi says the loshon kviyas over here means zokuk zelazeh. Each granule is bound to the other. Right? Ve'inat yochel l'shanis k'tzas mimenu lavi achar tachtav lefi shehuk bu yachat, says Rashi. They're bound to each other, indivisible. And if one goes, the whole thing goes. Okay, so again, we have a mincha sitting in the klisharis, ready for kmitza, and some of it disappears. Rabbi Yechon says, refill it, because it's not yet, the process hasn't really, seriously begun. And Rish Lakish says, the process has begun through the kiddush, so you can't modify it in any way. Eisvei Rabbi Yechon, so Rabbi Yechon had a kasha from Rabbi Isa, L'Roshim Malakish. He says, look, there's a Mishnah in the Goyim, actually, who speaks about the lug of the oil for the Matzaira, which was already in a Klisharit, it's holy, ready to go. And the Mishnah says, Chosar halug. Some of the oil goes missing. Can he refill it? Well, it depends if he started the process. Imachelo yatzak, if it's still before the Kohen poured the oil and started the process, Imalano just refill it. Apparently, even at this point, in the process, you can refill. Tiyuf, that's a kasha and Rish Lakish. Because likewise, by a mincha, even after kiddush, but before kmitza, you can still salvage it. Here comes another machlokes between these two manda amram. Itmar, shiraim shechasru ben kmitza laktara. So we're at the next point. You did kmitza. You're holding the kmitza in your hand, and some of the shiraim goes missing, the leftovers. Typically, leftovers go to the kayhanim, not to the mizbeach. But some of it is missing before you even got to do the kmitza. Before you got to be marked to the kmitza. So now you're in the middle of processing the mincha. You haven't yet completed the haktorah of the kaimitz, and part of this unit, so to speak, disappeared on you. What do you do now? Itma, shiraim shechasru. So the leftover material, some of it got diminished. Bein kmitza l'haktorah, between the kmitza action and the haktorah action. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Makter Kaimetz Aleihem. No problem, proceed. The missing Shiraim doesn't really get in the way. Rish Lakish Omar, Ein Makter Kaimetz Aleihem. You can't do the Aktorah, because some of your carbon went missing. Now, the Gemara analyzes further. We all know there's a machlokes when it comes to animal carbonis, between Rabbi Lezer, who says that even if the basar of the carbon goes missing, the flesh is missing, you can still do the zrika of the dam. So according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no question that by the kmitza as well, even if the shirayim, the leftovers, is gone, you can still do the aktar of the kaimitz. The two things are unrelated. I'll leave with Rabbi Lezer, according to his shita, kuli amali pligi, all agree, there's no machlekes about what to do. Certainly, you proceed and you're marked to the kaimitz despite the missing shirayim. Ki pligi, the machlekes over here applies alibo coin to the Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that by a regular carbon, you must have basar, you must have the carbon around to enable you to do this rik of the dam, because it's one package. And according to that approach, we have further discussion by the mincha what to do when part of the shirayim is missing. Let's see. This now we have a mishnah regarding an animal carbon, nitmu shiareya. So actually, this mishnah relates to mincha. Okay, cause it's the same idea. Nitmu shiareya. So if the leftovers, after he did the kmitza, the leftovers sitting in the pot there, become tame. For all practical purposes, they're out of the realm of the carbon. They're gone. Or nisrfu shiareya, the shirayim got burned. Of the shiareya, they got lost. Kemidas Rabbi Elazar, so according to Rabbi Elazar, back in Maseches Pesachim, which speaks about an animal carbon, and allows you to do the zrika, the application of the dam of the carbon, the blood of the carbon, Mizbeach, even though you're missing the basar. Apparently they're unrelated. Likewise over here, Ksheira, the mincha is okay, you can proceed, put the kaimis on Mizbeach, regardless of the missing shirayim. But Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua's position, who says over there by the animal carbonates, look, they're interrelated. There's no flesh, there's no Zrika's dam. Zrika of the dam has to be accompanied by the presence of the basar. Likewise, by a mincha, you can't just process the kaimets and disregard the leftovers. Psul, the mincha's pasul. So again, according to Rabbelez's opinion, there's no discussion, there's no problem by mincha as well. As long as you have the kaimet, just keep on going. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who says, you need all the elements of the carbon present by the animal carbonates. What happens over here by the mincha, where some of the shirayim went missing, some of it. You have plenty, but some of it is missing. So that's the machlekes. Man the apostle, Rish Lakish, who by the mincha says, missing part of the shirayim, that aborts the mincha. He says, look, Rabbi Yeshua, I'm going like Rabbi Yeshua, who says, it's a full package. And you need all the pieces together in order to process the carbon or the mincha. Oman the machsha. However, Rabbi Yechon, who says that by a mincha, if part of the shirayim is missing, you can still proceed. He says, look, I'm not in disagreement with Rabbi Yeshua. No, I'd kind of like Amar Rabbi Yeshua Hossam. It's only there by the case where everything went missing. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says, you can't proceed with the kaimets. Elad leishtair, there's nothing left of the leftovers. Avol hecha deishtair, but in our case where only part of the shirayim went missing, you still have a significant portion of shirayim to speak of. You have at least a kazayis. Afil Rabbi Yeshua moidel, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Elazar, that's sufficient to allow you to proceed with the mincha. Desanyo. In fact, we have a braisa which supports this view. That even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who requires all the parts, all the elements of the carbon to be here, the basar, right? You don't need it in its entirety. As long as you have a kazayis, that's a significant portion. That allows you to proceed, whether it's zrika of the carbon, whether it's the akhtar of the mincha as well, the sanya, Rabbi Yeshua Imer, kol hazvachim shebetorah, all the karbonos in the Torah, where part of the basar went missing. As long as you have a kazayis, you're good. Shenishtayir mem kazayis basar, or kazayis chelev. As long as you have a kazayis of the basar to eat, or a kazayis of the fats for the mizbeach, as long as you have something there, that allows you to proceed with the application of the dam on the mizbeach, zerek hadam. Kachatzi zayis basar, kachatzi zayis chelev, ein zerek hadam, it's only a half of basar, a half a zayis of chelev, that's not enough. By carbon oila, where the entire animal is put on the mizbeach, the basar and the chelev, everything, so it's all treated like one entity. And there, even if you have a half kazayis of the basar and a half kazayis of the chelev, you pair them together. As long as you have a total kazayis, a total of a kazayis of burning material, you can proceed with the zrika of oila. I feel kachatzi zayis basar, right? Kachatzi zayis chelev, zerek sadam, because by the oila, there are no separate, pieces. It's all burnt on the mizbeach. It's all considered like one entity. It's all burnt on the mizbeach. And one more point. Regarding a mincha, even if the entire mincha is around with nothing missing, you can't do Zrika of the Dam. Ask the Gemara, hold it. We're doing Zrika of Dam on a Mincha. It's a different Mincha Ma'avid. How did the Mincha come into this discussion? Amar Papa Minchas Nesachim. He's talking about a Mincha which accompanies an animal carbon, and was speaking that everything in the carbon got destroyed or missing, but just the Minchas Nesachim which accompanies the carbon is around. I would think maybe that's enough to consider the carbon present to allow Zrika of the Dam. The answer is no, because it's a separate entity. Minchas Nesachim. The Chamin perhaps I would think Hoyel v'had the Zevach. Actually, since the Minchas Nesachim comes together with the animal carbon, Kigufa the Zevach Dam. Let's treat it like the actual animal itself. As long as there's something around, i.e., the Mincha, you can proceed with the Zrika of the Dam. Kamashma, the point is no. You need to have something with the actual animal here, the Basar or the Chigaf. Okay, so bottom line is, we're talking about a Mincha whose Kmitza was already removed but not yet burnt on the Mizbech, and some of the, you notice, some of the Shrayim is missing. Rabbi Yechon says, as long as there's something around, that's enough to proceed, just like Rabbi Shua requires, you know, a kazayis, but you don't need more than a kazayis of the Basar or the Chela, as we just discussed. Okay, so now, according to Rabbi Yechon, we understand why you can proceed. Uman the Pasal, let's flip over to, shift over to Reish Lakish, who says that by a Mincha, even if a drop of the Shirayim went missing, you can't proceed. Why? Why is it different than by the carbon where we say a kazayis is enough to give you the green light? Manda pasal shani hacha, by the Mincha it's different. We have a pasal which says anything missing aborts the process. Shani hacha da makro behir makoyim min ha-mincha es askarasa. Kohen removes from the Mincha the askara, that's the remembrance, that's the kaimetz which represents the Mincha. Viktor mizbecha b'sanam mizbech. The word ha-mincha, ha-mincha, tells you the way it is, without alterations, without anything missing. Adi isa l'kula mincha. Only if the entire mincha is still intact, the yakted, that allows you to be makted the klimat, but anything less than that is possible. Vidach. On the other hand, Rabbi Yechon says, no, mina mincha. Mina mincha says, not even if it's part of the old mincha. Mincha shaysa kvar. Allows you to proceed as long as there's something left of the old mincha. Esve comes a kasha on Reish Lakish, who says that even a little bit missing stops the process. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, he asked him a question. We have a brisa, actually pirka. So now we shift to lechem aponim, so the bread arrangement on the shulchan, which had the breads, which are meant to be full breads, complete breads, not, you know, broken apart, and you have those two spoons of the levina sitting nearby, which is going to be like a remembrance, a representative of the Lechem Aponim, like a Kmitza of a Mincha. This is sort of the part that goes on a Mizbech. So what happens if the breads fell apart? They broke. Actually, Perka, before he took it apart, before he took away the Levoina and he did sort of the Kmitza, Nifras, somebody chopped up the breads, Lachmo, Lechem Pasal, the bread is also because it's possible because it's considered like it's missing. It's missing in its form. And you can't go ahead and burn the levoina of the spoons on a mizbeach because your mincha, your offering is disqualified. But if the breakage occurred after you remove the levoina, which is like the act of kmitza by a mincha, so once the process has already begun, of course the bread you can't eat because it's like chaser, it's like it's missing, it's missing in its format. But be allowed to proceed and burn the levain on the mizbeach. V'amar Elazar Elazar continued, just a side point here. Loi perka mamish. It doesn't really depend on actually removing the levain. Ella kimeshe giazman lefarik. As long as the time for pirik has come, it's already chatzos on Shabbos. It's time to remove the levain. It's considered as though it's happened, as though you've already begun the process. And we disregard the breakage on the bread. Even though in actuality he hadn't done it yet, but it's already time for it. The process had already begun. Says Rabbi Yechon, I derive from this brisa that even if breakage occurs or something goes missing, but if it happened after the kmitza, or even after the time for removal of the levoina in this case, we can disregard what happens to the rest. Likewise, in the case of the kmitza, that had already been removed, and the shirayim, some of it went missing. Big deal, just keep on going. Amar Lei, Amani Rabbi Lezer. So Rish Lakish responds, well, this Bryce that you're quoting is Rabbi Lezer Shita, who we know from earlier that he's of the opinion that we don't care about leftovers at all. He says even if the entire leftover is gone, it doesn't matter, as long as you have the claimants continue, as long as you have the blood of the carbon continue, even without the animal. Yes, according to him, it's simply okay. We're not going like that opinion. We're discussing Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, who generally requires that the whole package be here. Amalis Rabbi Yechon responded, I'm quoting to you this whole brayse here with that dissent. There's no names to it. It seems like it's a consensus. And you're insisting that it's Rabbi Lezer speaking? You know what? If it would be Rabbi Lezer speaking, my ear, you Nifras, why is the brayse have to limit itself to a case where the breads fell apart, where the breads are still here? Go on a bigger case. I feel a sort of Ovid Nami Mach. Rabbi Lezer allows you to proceed even if the entire bread's gone, burnt, destroyed, lost. The fact that the brayse did not relate to that extreme case indicates that that would be a problem, because we're going like Rabbi Yeshua, you need the breads. And if in fact the breads are gone, you can't do the burning of the Levina, right? So why is this case different? Because in this case, the bread is still here. It's just broke. It's like chaser. It's like missing. So we see from here a proof to my position that if the leftover, the mincha, is somewhat missing, you can still proceed. Ishtik, so Rish Lakish did not have an answer. Didn't find an answer to the question. Ask the Gemara, why not? He could have answered simply that lechem apanim is very different than a standard, you know, personal mincha. This is a public offering. It's a different story. But Maisha is like, why did he remain silent? Lamele could have simply said, tzibur shani. The lechem apanim, which is a public carbon, it's different. Just like we find, you know, that by a public, in a public setting, tumah isn't necessarily such a big issue. Hoyel v'ishtiri tumah l'gabayu. By a carbon tzibur, even if there's tumah involved, the kind of matameh, right? We can proceed. Ishtir nami chaseiros, perhaps that would explain why you can proceed even if it's missing or broken. It's very different than, you know, a private mecha that we're talking about. Omer vada barava, zeisemeros, chisaron kibabum dami. Says vada barava, apparently that wasn't a good answer, because true, tumah sometimes are suspended. Tumah issues are disregarded by tzibur, but not if it's a balmum, if an animal's blemished, that's never allowed to be brought, even in a tzibur setting. So likewise, chisaron, when it's missing or broken, has that same status. Vim balmum b'tzibur, balmum is not okay, not acceptable in a public setting, so that wouldn't really be a good explanation. Yasra Papa, Sra Papa was sitting, Kamala Shmata, and he was relating this all back and forth. Amaravi. Amalei Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya, he told the Rav Papa, you know, he couldn't have answered your suggested answer that a carbon tzibur is different, because maybe Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish were also talking about a carbon tzibur when they had their discussion. And even there, Rish Lakish insisted that it's possible if it's somewhat missing. Mili Askin, who says we're not talking about, who says that their discussion, the Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, Mincha So'aymer, the Tzibur Yuplegi, maybe they're talking about a Mincha So'aymer, which is a public Mincha, and they still have the same discussion. And even there, Rish Lakish insists that unless it's completely intact, you can't proceed. So, yeah, who's to say that there's any differentiation? Okay. Now let's just conclude with the sourcings. Amar of Melkayoy, he quotes a Braisa, Tani Chada, one Braisa says like this. You know why? If the mincha is missing, it's pasul. Pasul says misolta. The kohen does kmitza from its flour, its absolute amount of flour. Shem chasra kol shu psula, to tell you that there's an absolute amount. If there's anything missing in the flour, it's pasul. Likewise, the word mishamna from its oil, mishamna, right? Mishem and shalah. Shem chasra kol shu pasul once again tells you if there's missing something in the oil, it's pasul. So that's one source. On Yiddich, we have another Braisa, which has a different source. After Kmitza, the leftovers, remaining material, is given to the Kehanim to eat. And Aseres and Mincha are consumed by the Kehanim. We learn from here, Prat leMincha, Shechasra hi, Shechasra kumtza. Right? Shechasra kumtza, Vishalei hikter, Milivanasa klum. We learn from here that everything is critical. Mincha, mincha, the word mincha tells you it has to be a complete mincha, as opposed to if it's missing some of the shirayim, as opposed to if it's missing some of the kaimitz, as opposed to if it's missing some of the levaina. Mincha is an entity which has all the pieces that have to come together. So the question is, why do we need two sources? The first brisa comes from the pasuk misalto mishamna. Second brisa from the word mina mincha. Why two psukim? To teach us the same point that if it's missing, it's possible. Love. Wouldn't you think? One is speaking about, well, it depends when it went missing. One is speaking that the chisaron occurred before kmitza, and the point is you can't refill it. And that's like Rish Lakish in the first discussion, and the second pasuk is telling you even if the shirayim goes missing after kmitza, it's also disqualifying event, like Rish Lakish in the second discussion, right? Chad, one pasuk is lemincha shechasra, lav. Shouldn't we say lav? Chad, lemincha shechasra koyim kmitza. One is to tell you that a mincha which is missing even before kmitza is over. Vechad in the second, and the other pasuk, the shirayim shechasra and kmitza laktora, to tell you that even shirayim goes missing between kmitza and laktora, you can't proceed with the haktora of the kaimis. And it would appear from these two brises, unlike Rabbi Yechonon Shitan, in both cases. Right? One, it opposes Rabbi Yechonon's opinion that if the mincha is missing something before the kmitza, you can still refill it. And the second, that the shirayim is missing, even after the kmitza, Rabbi Yechonon says you can proceed. Here it seems otherwise. Says more loy, no. Let's learn the brises differently. Chad, one pasuk is, lemincha shechasra kod mikmitza. Yeah, if the mincha goes missing before the kmitza, show's not over. You can still salvage it. If you quickly get some more material from your house and you fill it up, good. So you have to make sure to fill it up. Make sure it doesn't stay missing. If you don't fill it, refill it, the mincha is possible. Don't say, well, once it was there, you don't have to refill it. You have to refill it. Quantity is critical, but you could refill it. And the other pasuk is telling you, that in fact, even the shirayim, after kmita, the shirayim went missing a little bit, the avagav the mak the kmitza alone. You should know, even according to Rabbi Yechonon, you can do the kmitza, the aktor of the kmitza, but you should know oisin shirayim asur ba'achila achila. You can't eat those shirayim. And that's the second pasuk. And aseres mina mincha. You can only eat the aseres, the shirayim, if they're part of the full mincha, as opposed to if it's missing something. The boilu, because we have a question in the Beis HaMedrash, that according to Rabbi Yechonon, who allows you to proceed with the aktor of the kmitza, what's the status of the shirayim? Can you eat them or not? Lo'aymer shirayim shechasru mekmitza laktor. According to Rabbi Yechonon, says that if it's between the kmitza and the aktor of the kmitza that the shirayim went missing, right? Still, mak the kmitza telling you can continue and do the aktor of the kmitza. What about eating the rest of the shirayim? Ois and shirayim, mayim b'achil. What's the status of the shirayim regarding yachila? Amazir makro, v'naseres, v'leh naseres, mina naseres. V'naseres, mincha tells you, yeah, the leftovers, but not the leftovers from the leftovers, not the remainder of the remainder, which means to say that only if the entire shirayim is intact, you can eat it, but if something from that goes missing, it loses its status and you can't eat it. Rabbi Anai Omar, mina mincha, mincha shayis kvar. He focuses on the words mina mincha, as we focused before, and he says, again, you can only eat the shirayim if it's v'neseres min ha-mincha. If this is the leftovers of the original mincha that was there during mincha shayis kvar, that was there during the aktora. Right? So again, only if the entire mincha was there during aktora, but if part of the mincha went missing before the aktora, it's not called v'neseres min ha-mincha. It's a new format, a new amount. It's a new setup. You can't eat it. So according to the first, it's v'neseres. That's the focal point. Leftovers, but not leftovers of leftovers. And the second, Rav Yana Yishita, is based on the word mina mincha. Leftovers of the original mincha. As opposed to if something goes missing, this is not the original format. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. But just a quick recap. We had three discussions, three machlokes between Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish. In the first, it was a question where to do the blila of the mincha. Can it be done outside or only inside? Then we went on to Mincha Shechasra, Chasra Kaid Mekmitza. Rish Lakish says, excuse me, it's Pasul. Rebechan says you can refill it. And then we had a Mincha that went missing after the Kmitza, before the Akhtara. Rish Lakish says, it's over, because it has to be the same Mincha, the same format, the same setup, all the way until the Akhtara, otherwise it's Pasul. Rebechan says, although you can't eat the Yishiraim, as we just concluded, but the Kaimitz, you can continue doing the Akhtara. And the Mincha is technically kasha. All the best to you and atzlocha, Rav.